Welcome to The Holistic Entrepreneur with holistic nurse practitioner, success coach, and best-selling author, Bonnie Gressel. Bonnie and her expert guests share tips, tools, and strategies to achieve success on your holistic entrepreneur journey. Each show features answers to common entrepreneur challenges, along with a healthy dose of support and motivation. Now, please welcome the host of The Holistic Entrepreneur, Bonnie Gressel.
Welcome, everyone. This is your host, Bonnie Gressel, here at The Holistic Entrepreneur. Today, my guest is J.V. Crum III, and I'm so excited to have J.V. here today. You know, in this time of turmoil and unrest and a lot of negative vibes, especially out on social media and places like that, particularly in the U.S. this last week, I thought it would be good to have a guest on the show that brings us back to that stillness, that silence that we all need. And JV is just the person to do that. So I'm excited to have him here today. Now, I'm going to introduce him in just a moment. But first, I wanted to share with all of you that The Holistic Entrepreneur is now in 50 countries, actually more than 50 countries, on 6 continents. So we truly are spanning the globe with this show and all of these wonderful messages. I'm so honored, and I want to take the time to thank all of you, because this wouldn't be possible without all of you. I thank you so much for spending your valuable time here with us on the show. You know, I couldn't do this and I wouldn't do this if it wasn't for all of you. So thank you. You know, I think being a holistic entrepreneur is really more about who you are than what you do for a living. And perhaps that's why you tune into the show. So if this is your first time listening, welcome. And if you've tuned in before, welcome back. It's going to be another great show today. Now remember that you can find all of the links to the internet radio stations that carry the show, like iHeartRadio, iTunes, SoundCloud, Spreaker, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, and Google Play. They're all on my website at BonnieGressel.com to give you the direct links to get there so you don't have to go searching. So now join me in welcoming our guest for today. I'm going to introduce JV and then we're going to bring him on the show. Now, J.V. Crum III helps entrepreneurs grow 6- and 7-figure conscious businesses that combine making high profits with making a positive impact. He's a speaker, coach, Huffington Post columnist, and best-selling author of Conscious Millionaire, Grow Your Business by Making a Difference. He hosts the top-ranking Conscious Millionaire podcast and is the founder of ConsciousMillionaire.com. A global coaching and wealth product business. He holds a lot of degrees. He holds an MBA, a JD, a master's in psychology, and he's built and sold many successful companies. JV, welcome. I am so excited that you've taken time out of your busy life to come spend some time with us here at the show. JV, I read a little bit about, you know, people in their bio, actually, you know, obviously when I introduce them, but your journey and what brings you to who you've become today?
Well, you know, actually, I think it begins at 5 years of age. I grew up out in the country. It was just a little country town in the middle of Florida on a 4-by-5-mile lake. And maybe there were 200 or 300 people there, but everybody pretty struggled. They just got by. And that was my family as well. My dad farmed. My mom was a school teacher. And by the age of 5, you know, you can look back and you find humor in life a lot of times because, you know, we just had enough to get by. And I knew when we went to the grocery store not to ask for the candy bar because mom kept finances and she did a great job because we didn't have much. But there was a list and that was it, you know, and you weren't going to get an extra candy bar. So one day, you know, when we're little, we have these big open minds about what's possible, and we dream and we become kings and queens and heroes and action figures, right? Mm-hmm. And I went, what is the answer to this problem? And the real problem I think I was talking about was how to get the candy bar when I went to the grocery store. I dreamed big and I said, I know. When I grew up, I'll be a millionaire, right? Because on television, the millionaires lived in really nice houses and drove really nice cars and didn't seem to have any problems with money. And I was sure that they could get the candy bar, right? So I ran in the house. I told my mom and dad, like, I had discovered water, right? I looked up. I go, when I grow up, I'm going to be a millionaire. Now, remember, my mom shook her fingers at me and said, don't tell anyone. Now, when I went to write my book, Conscious Millionaire, Grow Your Business by Making a Difference, my editor said, you've got to tell your story. So that made me wrestle with, what was mom talking about? Why did my mom say such a thing? Now, of course, I don't want you to be in suspense. As a little boy, I ran around and I told everybody I was going to be a millionaire when I grew up. And there were a lot of older women because their husbands had died, and it was a beautiful place, just nobody had money. And I was really friends with them. I'd go around and talk to them, you know, I'd go, hey, I'm going to be a millionaire. And I could just imagine now that they probably looked at each other and go, isn't he cute? He's going to be a millionaire when he grows up, right? But that didn't faze me at all because I was 100% in. I never once doubted it from that moment forward. I knew it was my destiny. And by the time I was 8, I was drawing floor plans for mansions, and I'd never been to a mansion, but it's really funny when I look back and go, but what was in that floor plan? Well, I liked to eat. I'd already figured that part out, and I liked to have parties. I mean, what do 8-year-olds do, right? So I created 3 rooms for eating. There was this big, elaborate breakfast room, a big lunch room, and a big dining room, and then there was this huge party room. I think in the old days they call it a ballroom, right? But I called it a party room. And then out back there was this Olympic-sized pool, you know, with cabanas. There were no bedrooms because at 8 I hadn't figured out any reason to want to go to the bed because I hated going to bed. And there weren't any garages because I didn't want to drive. I didn't know how to drive. So I just had a house that had a kitchen, 3 dining rooms, a big party room, and a pool. And for me, that was my idea of a mansion, right? That's all I needed when I grew up. So it's really funny when you look back. But you go back to my mom and shaking her fingers at me. So when I was writing the book, I said, what was my mom's positive intention? Because my mom certainly didn't want bad things for me. My parents definitely were the quintessential American family that wanted their child to be better than what they had, you know, and I knew that growing up. Well, we happened to, in this little town, live across the street from the church, and we were the family that ran the country church, right? And so this is a really important message because it's one that so many people get on many different levels growing up. And now I understood how my parents were so smart but struggled with money. Inside, there was this belief that if you had that much money, you must have done something wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're listening and thinking to yourself, well, gosh, that sounds familiar. Well, it probably is familiar. Because how many times did we have someone tell us that growing up? You know, you want to grow up to be a good person, but they've got good and almost poverty connected. Whereas I think good and abundance, so you can live well and make a big difference, ought to be connected.
Yeah, absolutely. I think many people struggle with that. That's such a good point, JV. Oh, my goodness. And at that age, I mean, you had your life planned out at age 5. That's awesome.
Well, I knew that I wanted to grow up and be a millionaire because I was not going to live like that. And
yeah.
By the time I was 25, I'd made the first million. I had the 4-story luxury townhouse on the water, the Mercedes. And here's what happened. And it really relates to, you know, what your message is about and what my message is about. But I had to come to it because it's not where I came first. First, I came, I wanted the money. And it was really empty and was vapid. And 3 months into this journey of, oh, having this wonderful house and everything, it was on the water. I looked out one day and I recall it just like I do that 5-year-old experience. And I realized that I was miserable, that my life was. I actually remember saying to myself, I don't even like myself. And I certainly had no idea how to have a relationship. I was just a wreck when it came to having relationships at that point. And I said, something is wrong. And I started looking around and I said, I'm missing something, but I don't know what it is. I literally spent the next 15 years, you know, running the companies. I got a law degree. I got an MBA. I was doing all that kind of like that was the background, even though it took a lot of the time. Because what was most important to me is I was running off to go to sweat lodges, to go to spiritual retreats, to go to Tony Robbins, to read every personal development, Wayne Dyer, right? All of those, I was reading them growing up. From my 20s to my 30s, going, something is just wrong, and I'm looking for the answer. And finally, I realized what was really wrong is that I was all about personal development. It was all about helping people wake up to their potential. But I wanted to really help people, and what I was doing didn't feel like it was meaningful for me. It wasn't my calling. And I said, I've got to find a different answer.
Oh. Yeah, well, we're going to take a short break, JB, but when we come back, I want to hear about the different answer that you found and how you got there. This is Bonnie Gressel here at The Holistic Entrepreneur, and I'm here tonight with JB Crum, who's the founder of ConsciousMillionaire.com, and you guys are in for a real treat. If you're tuning in right now, you're not going to want to leave. We're going to have a great show. So we're going to be right back, everyone.
Do you dream of building a business in which you can share your expertise and gifts with others? A business that allows you to actively pursue your passion. If you're like most people, you've put that dream on the back burner because the mountain of details is just too overwhelming. Now you can join other holistic-minded practitioners in leveraging the entrepreneur coaching services of Bonnie Gressel. Bonnie shares your belief in the power of the mind-body-spirit connection, and she has experience in growing up. Whether your challenges are strategic, technological, or you want to create a platform that promotes your expert status, even by publishing a book, you can achieve your dream quicker with the help of Bonnie's individualized coaching. Contact Bonnie for a free, no-obligation consultation at bonniegressel.com. That's B-O-N-N-I-E. GROESSL.com.
Welcome back to The Holistic Entrepreneur, everyone. I'm your host, Bonnie Gressel, and I'm here tonight with JV Crum III, founder of ConsciousMillionaire.com. And just before the break, JV was telling us about how he knew at age five he was going to be a millionaire and told everyone in his neighborhood that, and actually did achieve that in his early 20s. But something was missing. There was a void, and he wasn't really quite there. The money just, that wasn't everything. So JV, tell us what came next, how you found that, the answer, and how you got there.
Well, I decided that what I was doing was not meaningful for me. It was clearly not what I was supposed to be doing with my life, although I did learn a lot about the mechanics and systems and how to build a business. So I sold the companies, which my dad and I actually owned together, so that took some convincing. And I said, but I'm going to go off and I got to take my journey. I have to go find what I would now call my Dharma, right? Mm-hmm. And so I went off on a journey, and the first thing I did was I had a Grand Cherokee. Now, this is a really interesting what happened, because it became a metaphor for the entire rest of my life. And I had planned for a year and a half, because that's how long it took. I handled, you know, and I'm an attorney, I have an MBA, I handled the sale of the companies. And I went through seven negotiations before I got to the one that was right. And as much as I wanted to leave, I was more determined to get the right deal that was going to work for everybody. Mm-hmm. And part of that, and I want to share this, because if you own a company and you're ever thinking about selling it, you really got to sit down and ask yourself some value questions. And one of the value questions I asked myself was, what was my obligation to all the people who were working at the company? Because after all, they didn't have the Mercedes. They weren't living on Bayshore, didn't have the beautiful home, and because they weren't at the top, right? But because of them, I was able to have that life. Mm-hmm. Now, they, you know, we treated people really well, but it was the same token, I had an awareness that I was going to walk away with some money, and they weren't walking away with that. So one of the negotiation pieces, which is one of the reasons it took seven negotiations, was that everybody there had to be offered the same or similar position at the same or similar amount of money. And that if they wouldn't do that, I wouldn't sell the company. Mm-hmm. Because I didn't want people to be left, you know, out in the cold. Because it wasn't, you know, just because I wanted one didn't mean their life should be worse. Their life had to be the same. Couldn't be worse because I was leaving. And so we did that, and it really worked out well. Everybody was happy. We sold to another family-owned company, and it was really a good transaction. But in that year and a half, I bought a lot of Lonely Planet books, and I'm looking at North America in particular. And I planned, because I was a planner, still a planner, but now I live a lot more in the flow much of the time. And so I had a four-month trip all planned out by the day, every place I was going, in the United States and Canada. And so when I left out on the trip, I sold my home, so I was staying at my dad's house for about a week, and I left out and was about an hour and a half in the trip. I was going up in Florida. I was going on 75, and I was planned to go over to the East Coast. So you had to take 10, or you continued on 75, and you went up through the center of the country, which was not my plan. And about, maybe 15, 20 minutes before I got to the I-10, all of a sudden inside, you start getting these inklings, right? And you start going, huh, to share what a father plan. I've spent a year and a half building this plan, studying everything I was going to do, what was in every city, mapping it all out. I mean, it was in detail. Metaphorically, I don't want you to think, because I really love the environment, I did not throw the paper out the window, but metaphorically, I threw the whole plan out the window. And as we now know, I didn't take I-10. I took 75. I went up through the center of the country, and for 4 months, this guy who lived just totally scheduled made up life every day, and I started to discover self living in the flow.
Mm-hmm.
I realized I couldn't even make plans at a bed and breakfast or a hotel a week in advance because I didn't know what was going to happen. So I ended up going 30,000 miles in 4 months, everything but the territories. I did all of Canada, every major city, all the provinces, including Labrador and Newfoundland. And I would stay in bed and breakfast outside of the cities. And I met these amazing people because in Canada, especially the Maritimes, there's not a lot of wealth there. And so bed and breakfasts are typically an extra room in somebody's house. Mm-hmm. Usually a child has gone off to college or has, you know, left the home. As I called it, it's the room they fancied up, right? Because they'd put everything would be really nice in it. And I got to know all these amazing people. And every day I learned to ask myself, what was I feeling and where did I want to go that day? And then I carried an ice chest with me, because if you've ever been through Ontario or a lot of areas of Canada, you can go 100 miles. There's no gas station. There's no store. And when I felt like I wanted to have lunch, I would find some beautiful place, pull the Jeep off the side of the road or down a little trail and, you know, make a sandwich. And I began to learn to live in a completely new way, which led me, I was in Nova Scotia, and I went by this little sign that said Gampo Abbey. And I had a flashback and went, oh my gosh, I remembered like a year and a half before I had read that there was it's the only Tibetan Buddhist monastery in North America, that there was a Tibetan Buddhist monastery called Gampo Abbey, Emma Children's monastery. And as life would have it, now this is how the whole trip began. It just began to be exactly like this. As life would have it, I went down this little dirt road and arrived at this little monastery exactly at the moment they're open only once a week for 2 hours.
Wow. There are no accidents.
There are no accidents. And I'm picking up all the material, and I picked up this thing about a retreat. Now, this is October, and there was a retreat for 7 weeks, a closed retreat in January and February. So the next day I woke up and I go, I'm supposed to go to that retreat. Mm. Now it took me 10 times over about 4 weeks to actually 5 weeks to call them. And each time they go, I wasn't Buddhist. I'd never meditated. I didn't have any of the qualifications. You're supposed to have meditated for 6 months. I didn't have any of this. So finally on the 10th call, and I was in San Francisco then, I remember, and they said, well, you know, we've had a meeting. And we decided if you called again, you were supposed to come.
Oh, that's awesome. That is a fantastic story of your journey, JV. Oh, my goodness. And you're right. The persistence pays off. Well, we're going to take another short break. And when we come back, I want to hear more about, you know, when you got to the monastery and what happened next and maybe some of the challenges, if you had any challenges along the way. This is Bonnie Gressel here at The Holistic Entrepreneur. And I'm here tonight with JV Krum III, founder of ConsciousMillionaire.com. And after this short break, we're going to be right back to get into more of JV. Story.
You're listening to The Holistic Entrepreneur with your host, Bonnie Gressel. The Holistic Entrepreneur is sponsored by MNB Global Solutions, providing individualized coaching for entrepreneurs and authors, as well as book editing and publishing services. To learn more, go to mnbglobalsolutions.com.
Welcome back to The Holistic Entrepreneur, everyone. I'm your host, Bonnie Gressel, and I'm here tonight with JV Krum III, who's the founder of ConsciousMillionaire.com. And we're having a really great discussion on this last segment. We were talking about his journey of sort of finding his purpose or his dharma, and ended up in a monastery because of his persistence. Now, there are lots of light lessons for entrepreneurs listening to the show tonight. Persistence is probably one of them because it gets you places. So JV, what happened next? You get to the monastery and then what?
Well, you know, that same same day I was in San Francisco. I want to tell you a little bit about what happened in San Francisco because it's really interesting. I had studied, I had a master's in clinical and testing psych, and I had studied Gestalt psychology. Mm-hmm. And, of course, kind of the mecca of Gestalt and the human potential is Esalen on the Big Sur Coast, and that's esalen.org. Mm-hmm. And so, but I had never gone there. And I'd always been interested in Esalen. So the same day that I got into the Buddhist monastery, I called Esalen and was able to book a three-day retreat. Now, it's not that far. It's only 3 hours from San Francisco. Now, I want to tell this little side story. I was in San Francisco for Thanksgiving. And really, it kind of ties into, because persistence is one piece of the story, but the other is what's become my personal motto. It's how I run my business. It's how I do everything in my life. And it's three words: trust, perfect timing. I've really completely lived by this. So I get into the monastery the same day I get into Esalen, which is very cool. But then there's another piece of the synchronicity, because I was staying at a hotel and the concierge, you know, I wanted to go someplace nice for Thanksgiving. And he says, well, you know, here's the nicest places, but they're all booked. And so he booked me one place and I thought it was going to be fine. But then I got there and they closed the ballroom and they were having it in the cafe and people were in their jeans. And I was all dressed up and I said, I'm not going. I'm going to go where I really wanted to go, which was the top of the market, at the Mark Hopkins Hotel up on Knob Hill. And he couldn't get me in there. All of a sudden, I get this intuition is a flash in my forehead. I see this phrase, I'm the gentleman you've been waiting for, the one without a reservation. Mm. Now, I've been to San Francisco, but going up Powell Street to Knob Hill is quite a little huff and puff. It's pretty steep. So I kind of huff myself up there. I get there. I go up this elevator to the 18th floor, and I get off in this small lobby for this big dining room. And people are just complaining. Oh, my gosh, everybody's reservation is like a half hour late. I just kind of stand there listening to this. I look over. There was the woman who was taking all the reservations and coordinating it all. I walk straight over to her. I look her in the eye, and I said, I'm the gentleman you've been waiting for, the one without the reservation. And she looks at me, and she stops for a couple of seconds. She says, well, give me a moment. She comes back. Says, will you follow me? She takes me over to the bar, which is in the corner and has the absolute best view in the entire restaurant. And we're at the you know, about the highest point on top of Knob Hill. And there are four seats there at the bar. And she says, if I set your place here, would that work for you? Like, you went to my permission, right? And I'm going, yes, I think that would work very well. So I ended up there for about 4 hours, became best friends with the bar guy. He gave me, I still have it, this little etching that he did. He had a copy of it that was a San Francisco etching. He says, hey, I want you to have this to, you know, remember your day. All these incredible people came to the bar waiting. And so I got to meet all these amazing people. And I have the best view, and I get to see the sunset because I was the gentleman without a reservation. Yeah. And that's how life works. That's how business works. It's how money works. It's how relationships work. It's how we can make our difference in the world is we pay attention to the fact there is a perfect timing, and the inklings and the intuitions and the insights, however you get them, for me, it's very visual. I tend to get them in my forehead, but maybe you hear a voice inside that says, now's the time. And maybe now is the time for you, right? And so all that happens. And so I end up at the Buddhist monastery, and I'm totally excited because I've been very interested. I'd gone to Thailand. I'd met a lot of Buddhists. So I was very interested in all this. And it was an interesting journey. I loved the meditation. We had to make five precepts, which was very, very funny. I mean, one was you wouldn't drink. One was you wouldn't have sex. You wouldn't lie. You wouldn't steal. I'm trying to remember what the fifth one was. But anyway, I wasn't too worried about any of them. But what was interesting was my favorite days were the days that we would have 12 hours of meditation and no and silence. We couldn't talk those days.
Yeah.
I loved it. And what I came to realize, and I say this a lot of times on my podcast because I think it's an important thing for everyone to hear, because it is a sound, that my favorite sound is silence.
Mm.
Came to that through meditation, that silence actually is a sound. And it's beautiful, sweet sound that to me is most comforting, than more than anything. Because in that silence, we find the truth of ourselves, and our path just reveals itself.
Yeah, absolutely. It's like people say, you know, sitting, like a sitting meditation, well, it feels like doing nothing. It's doing something. It actually is something, even though, you know, some people say, well, I can't just do nothing, but it actually is something. It's like that there is an actual sound to silence. Yeah, I get that.
Well, if you've ever been to a 12-hour meditation, in fact, I'm going to two weekends after my birthday's November 1st, and the next 2 weekends, one in Boulder and one in Crestone, I'm going to a 3-day and then a 4-day meditation retreats, you know, to celebrate my birthday and kind of usher in the new year. Mm-hmm. So it's a really good thing to do. But I have to say, if you've ever done 12 hours of meditation, that there's nothing so wonderful as when they ring the bell and you get to do walking meditation because your body gets a little late. Mm-hmm. And it's really nice. And I love walking meditation. It's so wonderful. And you can do that by a river or a stream, or just you can go out in a city and do walking meditation. Nobody around you has to know what you're doing. You're mm-hmm. just being present. That's really, I had a meditation teacher there, and I was so relieved because I, you know, kind of came from a perfection background, right? Kind of a type A here. Mm-hmm. And first thing she told me, she says, meditation is the practice of being present. And like, that was just, you know, that was music to my ears, because I realized this wasn't about trying to be perfect at meditation. That mm-hmm. wasn't the goal. That all I was doing was practicing being present, which is, I think, the most important skill. If you're mm-hmm. an entrepreneur and serious about doing something major in terms of building a business and making a difference, you have to make your decisions and learn to be from a place of presence. That's the only way to make a conscious decision and truly evaluate all the possibilities is in the present moment.
Yeah, absolutely. And we get so busy that we so often miss the present moment. You know, we're going to take another short break, JV, and when we come back, I want to hear more about that. And some, I mean, you've shared lots of ahas already with our listeners, but I'd like to hear other things that you really want people to leave with in terms of a message. So I'm Bonnie Gressel here at the Holistic Entrepreneur, and I'm here tonight with JV Crum III. And he's the founder of ConsciousMillionaire.com. We're going to be right back after this next break.
Are you one of the millions of people who struggle to relax, sleep well, or even lose weight? Have you ever wondered why it's so hard? If you think your brain might have something to do with it, you're right. Now you can learn how to access the powerful energy of the mind-body connection with the Ultimate Health and Wellness Gift Set, a 4-CD collection of guided meditations from holistic nurse practitioner Bonnie Gressel. You can use them all for yourself or split the individually wrapped CDs into gifts for friends and family. The Ultimate Health and Wellness Gift Set includes all of Bonnie's popular CDs, including Restful Sleep, Relax, Meditation for Busy People, and Weight Loss. To get your copy of the Ultimate Health and Wellness Gift Set, go to BonnieGressel.com and click the Products tab. That's BonnieGressel.com.
Welcome back to the Holistic Entrepreneur, everyone. I'm your host, Bonnie Gressel, and I've been here tonight with JV Crum III, founder of ConsciousMillionaire.com. And we were talking about all sorts of great stories that JV has. Oh my gosh, I could listen to you all night, JV. It's amazing. And we were talking about trusting perfect timing that has really carried you through your life. Now, if you say people listen to the show tonight and they can't fit much more in their brain, all they can do is take away one thing from tonight. What's the one biggest thing that you really want people to leave with tonight?
I think the biggest thing is that inside of you, I was watching a movie a couple of nights ago called Becoming Joe. Mm-hmm. And it was, one piece of it was in Thailand, and it was retelling the story about the monastery where the Golden Buddha is, which I happen to have seen. And the monks covered it with mud, basically, to make it look like it was valueless because some army was coming through and they didn't want it plundered. And then they were talking about how inside of each of us is that gold, that the gold is already there. And so I think the most important thing to realize tonight is that we all have gold inside of us. And when you start connecting with that, I call it your true north, and begin to understand the real passionate difference that you want to make with your life, you start to grow a vision. And that vision can grow bigger and bigger and bigger. And at the core of your business, at the core of your life, that vision will be like a magnet that pulls you forward. So the most important thing you can do with your life is to really allow that vision to come forth. Journal. Get clear about what are you passionate about, and you would do it all day long for free. What is that difference you want to make that you know the world, that other people's lives would be better off, and you're so passionate about it that it becomes a driving force that just calls forth to you? And when you get that crystallized and start thinking, well, who could benefit from this? Who wants a piece of this vision? How can it impact someone's life? Because it really, through me making this difference, their life, their organization, their business will be much better off. That's the core for how I think you can live your business and your life. And the one thing that I have found really valuable in working with clients is that I've realized a lot of people have many ideas about what they're going to accomplish in the next few weeks, in the next few months. Usually more things than they can. And I'm often guilty of that as well.
But me too.
If you get, in 2 weeks, this 2 weeks, Bonnie, between my show and being a guest, I'm on 42 shows, and I have a lot of other things I'm doing. So there's a bit of humor there. Mm-hmm. But most people do not go out and look at where they want to be specifically. What they want to accomplish, the number one priority you want to accomplish in the next 3 years. Mm. You get crystal clear about where you want to be in 3 years. The truth is most people underestimate what they could accomplish in 3 years. Mm. Because if you have a six-figure business, you can have a seven-figure business in 3 years. That's a very accomplishable goal. But you've got to get clear about what's that number one priority for you and why is that number one priority so important that it really is above and beyond anything else you could be doing with your life. Because most people, what I found is wander in so many different directions. It just wastes time, money, energy, resources. You've got to be crystal focused. So the way to do that, I'm going to give you my formula for creating wealth, is conscious, focused action. And actually, of those three parts, the conscious part is the most important, because that's when you figure out, who am I? What do I most want? What are the possibilities for how I can achieve it? What resources do I need that I don't currently have? And then you get focused, but not just in your mind. You've got to get your heart focused. I mean, we all can relate to the phrase, your whole heart in it. And you know if your whole heart is in something, that you're totally committed, that you're going to take the path. But this is where health and fitness becomes so important. It's why I started a second podcast on that. Because as entrepreneurs, as people of vision, of people who want to be of service, we've got to be healthy so that we have the physical energy in order to move forward and take action. And it's only when you've discovered what is that one specific result, that's the conscious part, where you want to head, and then you start focusing your mind, your heart, and your body, that you can then list out what are all the actions, what order do I need to take them in, and does anything need to happen external to myself or in my company before any of these actions can occur? And when you do that and you exclude everything else, you just discard it from your life and you say, I'm going after this one result in a very obsessed, positive, obsessed way, that I'm going to get there and nothing's going to start me. I'm going to be consciously focused, taking action to get to that result. I guarantee you, whatever that result is, dream big because you can accomplish it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And amen. Because I think that's great. That's a great golden nugget to leave people with. That's awesome. So, you know, JV, people are going to want more of you. I can already tell. Just as I want more of you. So how do they connect with you? And what kinds of things do you have to offer people to get more of JV Crum?
Well, just go to consciousmillionaire.com. Right at the top of the homepage, you can download the First Millionaire Manifesto. It's 7 steps to 7 figures. And really think of these as the 7 qualities for you to develop in order to truly become a millionaire. So that's one place to start. And I would certainly, on that website, invite you to go to the podcast tab. I have two podcasts. I have the Conscious Millionaire podcast, Business Coaching for Entrepreneurs. That's 5 days a week. And then the Conscious Millionaire Health Reality Show. That's Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And you've got the links for them. You can play them right there. You can subscribe to them. All that's absolutely free. And if you currently own a business that has a conscious orientation, you've got to own a business. We don't let anyone in unless you're a business owner. So it's a level playing field. On Facebook, you can go to Conscious Millionaire Community. Just ask to join. We check out and you just see with your Facebook or URL that you own a business. And we'll in, and it's a really great community.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, anyone who's listening tonight, if you want more of J.B. Crum III, certainly there's many ways to find him. And the best way is probably the website. Connect with him there. And he's got lots of free stuff. I've been on his website and it's awesome. So thank you so, so much for being with us tonight, J.B. I am so appreciative and honored that you've taken the time to spend with this community. Thank you.
Bonnie, thank you for having me as your guest.
You've been listening to The Holistic Entrepreneur, hosted by Bonnie Gressel. The Holistic Entrepreneur has been brought to you by M&B Global Solutions, your source for individualized coaching for entrepreneurs and authors, along with book editing and publishing services. To learn more, go to mandbglobalsolutions.com.